Welcome to Veterans Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gene Heiser. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Stone. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Steve Stone. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dave Cash. Batting second. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting third. The center fielder, Gary Maddux. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting sixth. The right fielder, J. John Stone. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike Schmidt. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Oates. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wayne Twichell. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Wayne Twichell. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Bowa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cash reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a pop-up towards short. Bowa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowa hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Maddux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a fly ball into right field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser takes first base on ball 4. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heiser. The throw from Oates and he is out, Bowa applying the tag. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a fly ball into center field. Maddux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski takes first base on ball 4. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is called out on strikes. One out. J. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John Stone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luzinski moves to second. Mike Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt strikes out. Two outs. J. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher hits a fly ball into left field. Luzinski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone bunts towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stone for the out. Trillo moves to second. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Wayne Twichell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Twichell strikes out. One out. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0 for 1 in the game. Maddox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cardinal. Maddox reaches second base with a double. Bauer moves to third. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Luzinski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Monday moves to second. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardinal hits a fly ball into right field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Heiser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Monday moves to third. Madlock moves to second. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Twichell. Monday scores. Madlock moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockhock takes first base on ball 4. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Madlock scores. Lockhock moves to third. Trillo moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Swisher takes first base on ball 4. Ron Schuler now pitching. Steve Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 0 in the game. Stone hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnstone hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0-for-1 in the game. Schmidt is hit by the pitch. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 0-for-1 in the game. Oates hits a line drive into right field. Heiser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into right field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Munday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Madlock hits a fly ball into left field. Luzinski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor pinch hits for Ron Schuler. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Taylor moves to second. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bauer bunts towards the mound. Stone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Taylor moves to third. Cash moves to second. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Swisher. Taylor scores. Cash moves to third. Bauer moves to second. It's 2-1, Cubs. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Maddox hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Luzinski is walked intentionally. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cash tags and scores. Bauer tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's Cubs, 2, Phillies, 2. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnstone hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Tom Hilgendorf now pitching. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardenal hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Cubs. Jerry Morales pinch hits for Gene Heiser. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andre Thornton pinch hits for Pete Lockhock. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton strikes out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schmidt juggles the ball. That's an error on Schmidt. Morales moves to second. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hilgendorf fields it and throws to first for the out. Morales moves to third. Trillo moves to second. Two outs. Steve Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. Stone hits a line drive into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Jerry Morales now playing right field. Andre Thornton now playing first base. Mike Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Schmidt strikes out. One out. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 0-for-2 in the game. Oates hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver pinch hits for Tom Hilgendorf. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Garber now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Munday hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Paul Ruchel now pitching. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Maddox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Luzinski hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. he's got one RBI. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morales is called out on strikes. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Oates settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnstone for the out. Two outs. Mike Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Schmidt takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 0-for-3 in the game. Oates strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Ruschel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruschel takes first base on ball 4. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-4 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Tom Hutton pinch hits for Gene Garber. Tom Hutton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutton hits a pop-up towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruschel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ollie Brown pinch hits for Larry Bauer. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Maddox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and Philadelphia Phillies, 2. Goodbye from Veterans Stadium in Philadelphia.